Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Swallow down a Twinkie, but it's amazing how
the timing
and how long that can last.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, it can last.
And it's always like right before you need to say words. Yeah.
Sucks. I better go. Don't you think, Andrew? Mm-hmm. I should go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Sweet 16. Skip's not here today, but we're doing it in his stead. Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. The Sweet 16 of the best representation of the devil. Take it where you like.
Seems like a good one.
Yeah. Want to lead it off?
Sure. Let's go with... let's go with the Flanders Devil.
Love it.
I really like the Flanders Devil and always the last one, you think? I don't know. I just think that's it's really fun. It's really endearing to me.
Yeah.
I like Flanders as the devil in Treehouse of Horror, Simpsons.
Wheels.
My number one pick is still there. I'm so happy that Andrew passed on the South Park devil.
I knew you're right. I almost took it from you just to take it
from
you.
That's my whole list. No, it's not my whole list, but that's the best one.
He was the star of this most recent season.
I know.
Yeah, he was in a gay relationship with Donald Trump.
So I understand.
Damn.
I'm going to go with the robot devil from Futurama, even though Andrew told me he had that one, but I really don't have that many.
No, you don't. I have a ton. Okay, it's all good.
I'm taking that.
Sweet William from The Witch.
Oh, that was my next pick. We're all taking each other's picks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Black Phillip was the
Black Phillip. I was going to say Black Phillip's the
Who the hell
devil.
Sweet William?
Sweet William is the goat that
had
a moment, yeah. Or the, yeah. Your yes. guest had a moment with.
Yes.
On the DGS Best of CD.
Boy, there's a callback.
Yeah. Sweet William was the goat that you had a guy on
mounted
who...
a veterinarian.
Yeah, because it was about goat husbandry, we'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly
and
was.
Sweet William was making husbands of many.
I forgot I got the name wrong, but I know who you're talking about. That was my pick.
Black Phillip.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Phillip is the goat from the when he said Sweet William, I was like, oh no.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, Sweet William arguably... I think some people might argue more evil.
Should go up against Black Phillip.
More evil than Black Phillip.
Black Phillip's like, get off me. Thou dost not want to live deliciously. Get off my neck, William.
Yeah, Sweet William's asking him, what's thou like to live deliciously, Phillip?
Back to Andrew.
How about has anybody seen Constantine?
Oh, yeah.
With Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah.
Super underrated movie.
Damn it.
Kevin has opinions. And Peter Stormare plays the devil.
He's so great.
So good.
He's awesome and he's scary. And rest in peace to one of the great character actors.
He passed away?
Yeah.
What? I know that.
I believe he passed away last year
before. He did?
Oh, dang.
Well, let me double check and make sure I'm not.
He's fine.
Totally lying here. He's 100% alive.
Okay.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? I swear.
Most recently seen banging on Frankie Valli's front door.
Oh, man.
Wheels.
All right. Well, they got to move down the list a little bit here. Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I'll take an obvious one because I know it's going to get taken. But Al Pacino in... Devil's Advocate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan. He's just Al Pacino.
I know, but it fits.
Rich.
I'm going to go with Randall Flagg.
Ooh.
You'll love it.
Good.
Love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Jamie Sheridan and that weird TV miniseries that was so good.
Andrew, the whole 1994 miniseries is on YouTube.
Ooh, great.
What is that?
I have of the stand.
Oh, is that the one with Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe, Gary Sinise, Molly Ringwald.
That's decent.
Oh, I love it. I've seen it 6-7 times easy. I've got the DVDs, but I don't have a DVD player anymore, so I can't watch them.
You can watch it on YouTube.
I'm going to.
Is it my turn? Yes. Pardon me. Sorry for my voice.
I was hoping you were going to say something. It's really bothering me.
Jack Nicholson in The Witches of Eastwick.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to remember what movie that was, and I couldn't think of it earlier. Mm-hmm. What movie he plays the devil.
Really good. Back to you.
How about Elizabeth Hurley in Bedazzled?
I have it.
With, his name? Brendan Fraser.
I didn't think anyone would know that movie.
Yeah, no, that movie was big for me growing up because, no reason.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No particular reason I happen to like that movie.
Yeah.
A couple reasons.
What do you think, Wheels?
You guys like the movie The Prophecy with Christopher Walken?
Love it.
Viggo Mortensen played Lucifer in that one, and I just thought that was great.
I have it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm down to one.
I'm down.
Really?
I have zero.
I'm down to two.
I'm out.
I might have one more.
Is it going to be the first Sweet 16 we don't finish?
Are we going to have to Google some?
Should we do an Elite Eight?
No, I think we got enough. I got two. Kevin's got one.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Okay. Oh, well.
I forgot how to count for a second there.
Let's throw them out.
Okay.
Tim Curry in Legend.
Excellent. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's a fun one. He's got all that goofy stuff on his face.
Black Phillip.
What about Sweet William?
We could put Sweet William on.
I think
list.
We put Sweet William on. Because Sweet William is... Yeah. I'm more afraid of Sweet William than any of the things on
is
this
list.
Is
it okay if I put him up against the number one seed?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. My last
Some
one was...
people called him was, the number... anyway.
Last one was terrible movie, but Gabriel Byrne in End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Should I put that one on? What was this?
I mean, we got nothing.
Gabriel
Byrne.
I don't
Excellent
know who that
actor.
Is.
Really? Wow.
Gabriel Byrne rage. No one but me saw the movie Prince of Darkness by John Carpenter. Did
I
they?
Saw that.
Yeah.
Yep. That was almost that was on my list.
Do you remember the devil when he like they'd show him kind of in a revolving door?
Yes.
Kind of thing?
Yes.
You're like, him's trying to get to Styx, Baron, Ford.
Gabriel Byrne doesn't even have a picture on IMDb.
Dude, that's not a true. He is a, that's guy, the guy's been like
that
a massive
not a true. That is not a true, Rachel.
That is not true. The dude has been in a million movies. Yeah, B-Y-R-E.
Oh,
yeah.
I love him. He was in Little Women.
There you go. See?
He was great.
Not crazy.
Kevin's talking like Tom Hanks from Cloud Atlas.
I didn't see that one. Is it good?
That is no true.
Not true.
Professor Friedrich.
There's the, was
Joe's
it, was
love
it
interest.
Tim Curry?
Put Professor Friedrich on the list.
Now we're all just talking.
Yeah, did Tim Curry do the one? Was he the devil in Legend, the movie Legend?
Yeah, he's already on the list.
It's on the list? Okay.
We need two more.
Oh, boy.
Think of your favorite devil.
George Burns?
Greenwood.
In that stupid comedy,
wow,
yeah.
Oh, yes! Burns.
Yes, what's that called?
Oh, God, You Devil.
Oh, God,
yes.
You Devil.
Good call.
That was the last one I had on mine.
Starring John Denver.
No, that's right.
What about, like, the...
What did... I forgot about that.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
I mean, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
I'll put her on there.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep. She's going up against Jack Nicholson.
There you go.
I forget what movie you guys said for him. By the way, Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com.
Ooh, we can do Adam Sandler and Little Nicky. He's not really the devil, but he's like kind of devilish.
Has anyone seen the film?
No.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's awful. Well, little Adam Sandler plays the devil's son, like a fail son.
He's got a dog.
Of all of the like really bad run of Adam Sandler movies, Little Nicky might be the worst.
Wow, Quentin Tarantino is in this film.
Here we go. Such as it is. Best representation of the devil.
I think we're about to find the best.
The Flanders Devil from The Simpsons versus Sweet William, who likes to mount veterinarians.
Sweet William.
Sweet William is scarier.
Yep. South Park Devil versus Elizabeth Hurley in Bedazzled.
Liz Hurley.
I'll go South Park.
Bedazzled.
I'm going to make it a tie just to piss Wheeler off. So, Captain, you listening?
Yeah. South Park for sure.
But you like the classics, like Bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley and Brendan Fraser.
No.
Such a classic.
The Robot Devil. Versus Viggo Mortensen from The Prophecy.
Prophecy.
Robot Devil.
Robot Devil.
back to Captain.
Futurama.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'll take Robot Devil.
Thank you.
He likes Futurama.
I was like, throw us a bone here, Roger. I know you like the Robot Devil.
Black Phillip versus Tim Curry from Legend.
Phillip.
Black Phillip.
Phillip.
He's a big, scared goat.
BP.
People used to, I remember, if you look up like stories from them filming that, they were terrified of him.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's a huge goat. That would, like,
was he a meanie, or is he just imposing?
I think he was just imposing.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's a...
That's a good movie.
It's a great
movie.
He's
really good.
Yeah. The Devil from Constantine versus Gabriel Byrne.
Ooh, we got to go Constantine. Better movie.
I really like that Gabriel Byrne.
Going for me doesn't exist.
He doesn't even really like that guy.
I love that actor.
It is not a true. I'm going to go with Constantine, Peter Stormare.
That moves on.
Who I said was dead, and he's very much alive.
Not a true.
That was also so not a true.
I sound like Mario.
We
it's
are
not a true.
Bad in a million.
Al Pacino, Devil's Advocate versus the...
How many more actors can we kill?
The Devil in the Revolving Door and Prince of Darkness.
That one. Prince of Darkness.
I'll go Pacino.
Captain.
Yeah, I'll take Pacino on that one.
It's okay.
So good when Roger picks you. It's like, yes, validation.
Yeah, he's like the arbiter. Like when he takes your side,
unbiased.
And when he doesn't take your side, it like hurts because you know you picked wrong.
Randall Flagg from The Stand versus George Burns.
Oh, Stand. Gotta be Randall Flagg.
Randall Flagg.
What if George Burns would have been Randall Flagg? Walking across the country smoking a cigar.
Stupid cigar.
Jack Nicholson from Each is
a Woodstick.
We are just bad at radio.
This ain't good.
This is just,
it's a no true.
Is there a gas leak?
It's not a
that
true.
That is not a true.
The
it is the Each's.
He doesn't want us to be doing this.
It is the Each's of Woodstick.
We shouldn't be joking about this type of stuff. I tell you guys all the time.
You're right. We're inviting some dark powers.
It's Jack versus Meryl Streep, who's in a movie.
I have to go Meryl Streep.
Oh, for the love of God.
Unfortunately, I do have to go Jack because Meryl Streep was not actually the Infernal Prince.
It's called The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, lead eight. Can we made it to this?
We lived.
Sweet William.
From the Dave Glover Show Best of CD.
Versus South Park Devil.
South Park.
Sweet William.
I gotta go Sweet William.
South Park Devil never did anything to me personally, but Sweet William, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to mount your neck. Robot Devil versus Black Phillip.
Black Phillip.
Oh, I see where we're going.
A tough one here.
Yeah.
Robot Devil.
Phillip?
I'm going to say I really like Robot Devil a lot.
Okay.
Let's send it to Captain.
I'll stick with the Robot Devil.
Yeah.
Do you know who Black Phillip is? Have you seen that? That movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
He's like, are you sure, Roger?
I mean, it feels like not a true. But...
It's not a true.
Constantine versus Prince of Darkness. No, Pacino. Sorry, Pacino. I just said it not a true again.
Not a true, man.
Not a true.
Al Pacino.
Peter Stormare.
Constantine.
You say that so... swimmingly off your tongue as if you didn't just say the guy was dead.
As if I didn't just go, I didn't say rest in peace to one of the greats.
In honor of his passing, Constant.
We will never, ever forget you.
I will remember you as long as I... Oh, wait, he's still alive. He's fine.
Well, I started to make the joke, oh, I guess he's not in the sequel, but it wouldn't even have been a joke.
No, he's totally fine. He's 72 years old.
All right, I'm just going to say Constantine moves on. Randall Flagg versus Jack Nicholson.
Jack.
Randall.
Jack.
Randall.
What do you think, Captain?
Me? Jack.
He is so over it.
No, he's
monitoring all the highways.
Yeah, he's
doing
trying
all this
to
stuff.
Do his job, and we're like,
hey, what about this?
Robot Devil or Meryl Streep?
This is the worst part of his whole week.
He's typing a strongly worded email to Steve Moore right now.
Can you tell them to leave me alone?
The subject is a new low.
The subject is they kept saying not a true.
Not a true.
And I think that there should only be a true.
Final four.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
Yeah, let's go. Best representations of the devil. Sweet William the goat that likes to mount veterans. No, veterinarians. Oh, my God.
To be fair, listen, to be fair, Sweet William likes both, but he can only get his hoofs on veterinarians.
I think we should go, I think we should do traffic and finish this on the other side.
That's going to help? Okay, I'm game. I'm game.
It'll help Roger. Let's just go with that. It'll help Roger.
I'm game, okay.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
$426 DGS. Sweet 16, maybe the best we've ever done.
I think so.
Of representations of the devil. Final four. Sweet William, the goat. Who, by the way, Andrew's going to post that. How will people find it?
It's going to be on our podcast page, same way you usually find our podcast. Okay. I will warn you, it is...
a little dirty.
I just went and listened to it. It is, yeah. It's not like, you know, it's not so terrible, but like, you know, content warning if you're going to, if you like listen with your kids or whatever.
Fair enough. Sweet William versus Black Phillip. Goat Phillip. On goat.
Phillip.
Goat on goat.
I would be more scared to see Sweet William.
I would also be far more scared to see. It is, spine tingling.
I mean, once you listen to it, you know.
Spine tingling, yeah, to say the least.
Bill's in the final. Constantine, rest his soul, versus Jack Nicholson from the Eaches of Wistwick.
I'm gonna honor the dead. Peter Stormare.
We love you, sir. We love your work.
You a good one.
Constantine.
We will always miss you.
Okay.
Respect.
Is it the dead guy from Constantine or the goat that mounts veterans?
Constantine. I don't know the other thing, so.
Oh, you're about to.
Oh, you will. He makes himself quite clear. I'll say Sweet Willie.
Sweet William.
Giving it to the captain.
Oh, man. Sweet William sort of... Constantine's not just disturbing to me, so I have to pick that, I think.
Okay.
Constantine's the winner.
Oh, I thought he went William for
a minute.
I did
too.
Okay.
You did say Constantine, right, Captain?
Yeah. It's not as disturbing.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.